This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
A major new crackdown on fake online reviews. Today, regulators in New York State are unveiling settlements with more than a dozen companies for writing fake reviews. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
New York is collecting $350,000 in fines from companies for giving themselves raves or falsely slamming the competition. Entertainment analyst Robert Galinsky.
We're in the stage where a customer doing a review has way more power in many cases than professional critic reviews.
A recent Harvard study found an extra Yelp star raised a company's revenues by up to 9%.
When you have a bad review and you lose a customer, you lose some income. That's not good for business.
Or the city, which could be why New York's attorney general is taking this step, says Aram Sinreich, a media analyst at Rutgers University.
I mean, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. You know, I know whether Junior's cheesecake is good or not. But somebody who's traveling here from Italy or from Hong Kong might have no idea.
Still, says Sinreich, policing sites like Yelp won't be easy. Businesses are crafty. In some cases, they bribed customers with freebies to write good reviews. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.